You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm your host for the show. And this show always consists of two parts, in which the second part is always a shamanic healing. And I will tell a little bit about it later on. And the first part is always a talk. And what I would like to talk about today is that, we as human beings actually just are. If you look right now in this moment, you can observe within yourself that you just exist. And this existence of being is, as a matter of fact, a very open and quiet, peaceful state. And within this state, the whole universe arises for you. Look, everything arises for you. Thoughts, feelings, impressions, physical impressions, things you perceive with the senses. How do these things relate to each other? Well, and if you imagine life or perception, which is more or less the same, if you imagine that as a pyramid, and it's a pyramid which exists from four layers. And the bottom layer is matter, is body perception. And what you can see with matter is, first of all, it's very solid, so to speak. And the second part is that there is very much structure. It's the basis of our existence in the world. The layer right on top of body is mind. Mind is interesting. Why does it stand above body? Well, the fact that you are listening to me through a radio proves that. Because there was this idea of radio, and it manifested in the form of radio. An idea got shaped in matter. So why mind has some power over matter. And what you see in mind is not so solid and structured as body. Matter or body perception is very structured. Mind still has a lot of structure. If you observe your thoughts, you would see they it's structured. And the layer on top of mind is what we call soul, or the field of feelings. And feelings is a very different field in that way, because if you look at feelings, your feelings are more like water. They are not so defined. They are not so structured. It's more like one thing or one feeling flows over in the other. So there is much less structure. You could say the higher you get in the pyramid, the finer or the thinner, the perception becomes. And the thinner it becomes, or the higher it is in the pyramid, the more power it has on the fields which are below it. You can see that mind has power over matter. And soul, or feeling, has power over, or determines, mind and body. If you look, for instance, I always have these silly examples, but if you look at the body posture and the content of the mind from somebody who is depressed, you can clearly see that a feeling, is expressed within body and in mind. So the feeling determines what you think, or the color of what you think, and your body posture. And on top of soul, or feelings, is what we call the will, or intent, intention, belief. There's an absolute sort of quality in it. You could say that spirit, as we call it, spirit has not much shape. Like if matter is matter and mind is a little bit thinner matter. If you look at soul is like water, you know, and spirit or intention or belief or conviction, that all is a form of like gas. It's you cannot touch it directly. And still, all these fields interrelate with each other. But if you look at in an energetic way, and you look at this way of how things get shaped, you can clearly see that the will has the most power over the whole pyramid, because it's in the tip of the pyramid. And this idea you can clearly see back, for instance, in all magical traditions, what they say in magical traditions, you have to shape the will. You have to get a very powerful will. Why? Because the will is at the top of the pyramid. If you want to change your life, you should try to have another spirit, because spirit is directing energy, is the direction in your life. So you can try to, if you're not happy with your life, you can try to change your life by, for instance, you're taking another diet. So you try to do something on the body level, which definitely can be good for you, but it won't influence you that much as if you would think in a different way. And if you would feel in a different way, the impulse would be much deeper. And it would be much more, would have much more influence in what changes in your life. So what you try to do in all these sort of transpersonal, how would I call it, interactions in or impulses you give to people, you try to be as high in the pyramid as you can. Because the higher you get in the pyramid, the more you can change for somebody. And although this way of dividing your world or what you perceive in four different fields is not reality, you know, it's a very handy platform or schedule to work with, because you know, if you wake up in the morning, you know, if you really look at it and don't define it, you get bombarded with thought, feelings, physical impressions. As a matter of fact, the universe is chaos. So by, you know, dividing it in certain categories, you can learn from what comes from where. Because there's a lot of difference between a thought and a feeling. As I said, feeling has much more influence, for instance, than thought. Just try to convince yourself with mind that you're in love with the wrong person. You know, you might not get involved with this person, but still the feeling will be there. Feeling is more powerful than thought. So for yourself, knowing where your impulses and what you perceive is coming from, is it coming from mind, is it coming from body, is it coming from my will, is it coming from soul, gives you much more insight in what is happening inside of you. It's not an actual truth, it's a method of discerning certain influences. And I think that's very helpful, because it gives you an overview in your life which in general you don't have, because in general life is just one big mess happening all the time, you know, isn't it? And we give importance and we give a definition to what happens. So I think the more you have insight into the mechanism of what's happening, the more you can benefit from that, because you can live in a more practical way. And a very specific layer within this pyramid is the field of feelings. It's the field what we call soul. And soul or feelings, you know, as you know yourself, has very many different layers, intensities, layers of importance. So there are many different intensities in feeling. And a shaman is mainly focused on the field of soul. He tries to change something for you in the field of soul. And, you know, soul you can observe by feeling it, of course, because it's the field of feeling. And you can perceive it in inner visions. All inner pictures, and I mean all inner pictures that you see, if you close your eyes now, you see in a picture, what you see is, as a matter of fact, a representation from feeling. All inner images are a representation of feelings. And that's the handy thing, because in daily life you can obviously not so often change feelings. Say you feel powerless, you cannot make feel yourself powerful. How do you do that? Well, the nice thing is, you know, in this field of soul in which all these feelings exist, because you also can perceive them as a shape, you can see them as a picture, so as a shape, you can relate to them, you can deal with them, you can, you know, interact with them. So you can relate to things which are in daily life not so, how would you say, touchable. You know, you cannot touch in a normal way. So it's very useful to work, and that's also why you always hear these things about, you know, spirit journeys and that sort of thing. Because what shaman does is journeying with his intent or with his feeling in the field of soul, in the field of feelings and inner pictures. And because he perceives your feelings as inner pictures, he can deal with them, he can do something with them. Because feeling, how you perceive it in daily life, can be very powerful, but still it's fake, a fake thing. You know, you cannot touch it and give it a definite shape, because soul or feeling doesn't have that sort of physical shape or defined shape within our daily life. So what a shaman does, he moves his attention to the highest tip within soul perception. So the highest part of this third layer within the pyramid. And the deeper you get into it, the higher you are in the pyramid, the thinner the things that appear are. They are more gas-like. And the thinner they are, the more influence they have. So the higher you are in the pyramid, the more you can change for your client. And in the case of a shaman, to reach that very deep place, you have to be in that place. That's the trick with shamanism. The shaman is in this very wide open space, and as a matter of fact, he lets you share in it. And because he lets you share in it, and he has a certain power, so he can, in general, pull you easily within his state, you can perceive your whole world and in a very different perspective. You can view it from a perspective of soul. And in general, that gives a very different outlook. Because I think here in the West, you know, we mainly live within soul, of within mind and within body. It's interesting if you look at, I'm from Europe, but I think you might have the same in the US. If I look at Europe, for instance, you see that mind is very much developed in the northern western part of Europe. And that's easily to see, because there's where all the good infrastructure is, mind aware structure. That's where the money is being made. That's all mind quality. It all has to do with being in your mind. So if I look in my society where I live, I see many people living within their mind. And that's only half of the story, of course, because you're not just mind. So what you see is that we really love to go to our southern countries, you know, in summertime. And why? Because these people in Italy and in Spain, they sit with their family at the table all night long, and it's so cozy. It's so together. There's so much soul quality. I think, you know, soul quality is the defines your quality of life. And we here in the West live mainly in a society where there's, well, mainly mind quality and matter quality. So it gives a poor feeling. That's why we love to go to southern countries to sit in the sun and to relax. And that's also what you see down there, because these people live in Seoul much more than in the northwestern countries. Well, the money is in the northwestern countries, not in the Seoul countries. No, in the Seoul countries, they just, they're not just, but they enjoy life much more, which is a Seoul quality. There is no no fun, there is no pleasure, there is no enjoyment within soul, within mind. Mind is very dry. There is no feeling in that. So all these feeling qualities, and yeah, that's very good to realize, is that feeling defines the quality of your life. You know, we in the northwestern part of the world, we live as if feeling is very irrelevant. And the meanwhile, it defines the quality of your life. And I think if you look around you, you see this mechanism back, because, you know, we are in the northwestern countries, we feel, well, very individual. You know, we have this crazy thing called collective individualism. What a word. You know, like, we are all together alone. And the lacking of this soul quality, this lacking of this feeling of belonging, of, you know, being part of, having your place within a thing, I think we compensate this poor feeling with a lot of, well, electric toys, shopping, porn, doing sports, anything, just to avoid that feeling, just to fill up this hungry, empty feeling which is there, because there is this longing in soul. Everybody knows that. But in general, you don't, you know, you just pass on because your life goes on. But I think, if I look at my experience, that somewhere deep down, everybody longs for belonging, longs for being part of, being good enough to be, you know, part of the thing that is there, to have your place within that. And I think within a society where everything is focused on mind, yeah, it's very difficult. And that's also what you see. I think a lot of these ADHD kids, for instance, I think these are people who have much more soul quality than mind quality. And yes, they don't have a place within this society, because this society is totally geared around developing mind quality. Because I think that's a typical Western affliction. And of course there are a lot of, you know, connections with the food we eat and the radio waves and, you know, whatever you want to pull into that. But it's quite typical that's only in the West. And that's the part of the world where we live in our mind. And if you look at a lot of these kids, I think these kids are based within soul, within their feeling, and they just don't know how to deal within this structured, demanding, and, as a matter of fact, pretty cold environment. Of course they flip out. What we aim for with our broadcast, with our trainings, with the healings, all the things we do, is to bring back soul quality within life, because, you know, you need two legs to walk on, and I think that's body and mind, of that soul and mind. And if soul is not allowed to play its role within your world, you will be compensating that with all, well, modern nonsensical things which won't make you happy. Because you try to fill the round hole with a square block. Because what you want is a certain soul quality. What you put in is a certain material and mental compensation, which of course is not, you know, satisfying within feeling. So all the work we do is mainly focused on that, is to get this soul quality within a harmonious configuration, so to speak, and balance it between the other aspects of which your life, you know, consists, which is body, mind, soul and spirit. So that everything has its place, balanced place within the pyramid. They're all necessary, they're all part of your life, they're all, you know, they're all part of it. And to get that balanced, so that mainly for us Westerners, that this, you know, soul quality gets more, yeah, more its place within our world. And I think that will lead to more balanced and happy people. And that's also why the next part of the ritual is our shamanic ritual, which we perform every week for you on these broadcasts. And these rituals are exactly meant for that, to bring you within a very peaceful place within yourself. And there's all these, you know, tensions and all these compensating and all these things around it, you know, come to a rest. That all this agony and all this affliction comes to peace. That's what the ritual is for. And as a participant, you do not have to do anything at all. The only thing you have to do is put on some headphones. We recommend it because you won't get distracted by the noises from the neighbors or whatever your environment is. And you can get much deeper into the experience. And during this ritual, you do not have to experience anything particular at all or something spectacular. You might, but not necessarily. But what people in general experience is that they, at the end of the ritual, they're in a very deep peace within themselves. And that's a balanced state. You know, agony is not balanced. You know, you can run hard, you know, if you have to catch the bus, you can do that from peace. But if you're running hard on the inside, yeah, you're very unbalanced and you create all sorts of havoc within your own life just because it's not a balanced position to act from. So all the things we do is meant for, you know, getting this basic attitude in life into a harmonious place so that all these fields interact with each other in a harmonious way. So in this ritual too, just relax, don't expect anything, don't, you know, start thinking about it because it's entirely outside of your mind. Just relax and open up for the ritual. The ritual will take you to this very quiet place within yourself, which is you, as a matter of fact, on another level. So there's nothing coming from the outside, it's something from the inside. And this ritual consists of part in which I will make sound or music, depending on your musical taste, so to speak. And there are parts which are silent, and the silent parts are as much part of the ritual as the parts with sound. And the ritual ends with a bell, so you know when it's over. And I recommend you not to listen to this ritual when you're driving a car or when your attention is diverted. You know, don't drive a car, don't start browsing or watching TV meanwhile. You'll miss the fun. And while driving a car, you might get yourself into problems because you might get into a light trance state during the ritual. And I don't think that's very beneficial when you're driving a vehicle, so please don't do that. Anyway, this is it for this week. If you have any questions or you would like to share your responses, experiences, please feel free to email us. The jingle will tell you the website address, so you can, you know, contact us through that or through Facebook, Twitter. We have the whole thing running. I hope you enjoy the ritual. I hope you have a very good week.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.